share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. With the ever-rising COVID-19 cases in Malaysia, it comes as no surprise that the death toll is also rising. Malaysia recorded 19,740 new COVID-19 cases on the 16th of August, bringing the total number of cases to 1,424,639 cases. Unfortunately, 274 COVID-19 deaths were recorded yesterday due to COVID-19, which brings the total number of deaths to 12,784. Have you ever taken a moment to step back and realize how huge those numbers are? It's easy to disassociate from the severity of the situation when tens of thousands of cases and deaths are being recorded daily, but these are not merely just conceptual numbers. These figures represent the lives of actual people. Each number is someone's mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, friend, relative, colleague, or even acquaintance that they will no longer be able to interact with. If these numbers are still not alarming enough for you, we hope these pictures will be the wake-up call you need to get vaccinated and follow SOPs. Bodies of COVID-19 victims are brought in daily to the cemetery. A Twitter user, Sharon Jesse, @SharonJesse, recently shared pictures of the view from her apartment window. From her window, Sharon has a full view of the Bukit Kiara Muslim Cemetery, Tanah Perkuburan Melayu, managed by Jawi. Since July 2021, Sharon and her neighbors have witnessed bodies being carried from white vans on stretchers to dug-up holes on the burying ground. In her tweet, she shared a picture of the cemetery she took on the 10th of August and wrote, "This is the view from my condo. This burial site has now included the burying of COVID-19 fatalities. Before June 2021, there were only about 40 occupied slots, non-COVID-19 cases. 2 months later, 1,000 spots, and counting, are used up. I hear ambulance sirens every single day." She added, "Seeing is believing. The reported daily deaths are no longer just stats, are conceptual numbers. They're very real and they're multiplying. Please mask up and be conscious about your hygiene and surrounding sanitation." In a follow-up tweet the very next day, the 11th of August, Sharon shared another picture of more bodies being brought to the gravesite for burial. She wrote, "9 more hospital vans with those in PPE attires carrying, or preparing to carry, stretchers, to the burial site. My heart can't take it anymore." Sharon mentioned that it took her a lot of strength to share these pictures as her intentions were to spread awareness of the increasing occupancy rate at a cemetery that once was an almost empty burial site. On a daily, she witnesses heart-wrenching episodes of COVID-19 burials observed from her home. She hopes that apart from the government efforts, the racket is also reminded of the very real risk of death if we do not do our part to protect ourselves. Pre-COVID days versus the present. Speaking to World of Buzz, Sharon said, "I posted this with the purpose to provide visual to the reported death toll by reason of COVID-19, and really, the discourse on Twitter took off itself. Many netizens who live close by or commute using public transportation also contributed to the discussion by sharing before and current photos of the cemetery, while some were brave enough to speak about the loss of their beloved." She shared more pictures of the cemetery that was taken by her and her neighbors. Here's a satellite image of the cemetery taken before the pandemic, and a picture of the cemetery in early 2020, taken in September 2020, taken in July 2021. Those who have lost their loved ones due to COVID-19 are not able to say their final goodbyes or pay their last respects. Sharon told World of Buzz that a netizen messaged her on Twitter, requesting for Sharon to take a picture of the cemetery as his mother had been laid to rest there. "He had just lost his mother and requested for a picture of her casket, to which I helped take. The number of deaths due to COVID-19 is going from bad to worse. Innocent lives are being stripped away, causing only grief to their loved ones left behind and taking a toll on the nation's hopefulness as a whole." With these graphics, Sharon hopes that the relevant authorities will act swiftly to achieve the envisioned national herd immunity and make calculated decisions to introduce new or enhance existing protective measures in tandem with its national recovery plan. Please do your part and keep your loved ones safe. Get vaccinated, practice social distancing, wear a mask when you are out, and try to stay home whenever you can. What are your thoughts on this article? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read, "Massive crowds for walk-in vaccinations at Stadium Bukit Jalil PPV has machines concerned." Source: @KKM Putrajaya, Twitter source, @SharonJesse, Twitter source, @SharonJesse, Twitter source. Provided to WOB 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 source. Provided to WOB. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.